Sick on the Scenic Route by John Upchurch. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. On my way home from North Carolina, I followed my impulse to jump on the Blue Ridge Parkway that meanders along the spine of the Appalachian Mountains. Late spring had hit, and the trees on that slithering byway had burst into color. And if you know me, you know I can't resist a scenic detour in spring, or summer, or any time I'm sure my car won't get stuck for some reason. If you've ever had the chance to sling along the Blue Ridge, you'll find it hard to keep your eyes on the road. Gasp-worthy valley vistas pretty much assault you wherever you turn, and their seductive greens and purples and blues. The only problem with a wandering gaze, however, is that many of the turns on that road completely bend back on themselves. So you're constantly looking out in awe and then whipping the car back onto the road before you become part of that valley view. In fact, those stomach-churning curves nearly got the better of me. Never before or since have I suffered from motion sickness while driving, but that road, with all its flipping and flopping, beat me up. By the time I finally escaped that tangled beast of a road, I was actually happy to see the interstate and all its rush-hour traffic. Well, for the most part. At least those bumper-to-bumper shenanigans meant I'd be going straight. For many of us, our pursuit of Christ swings us around in much the same way. We whip around curves that seem to take us the long way around, nearly bumble off the road because something shiny catches our eyes, and let the cares along the way nauseate us. It's a circuitous route, this Christian life, and one that doesn't move us from start to finish quickly. But it's a path paved by the one who made us his own. Each bend, each switchback curve brings us closer to the goal he made possible. His mountain climbing 2,000 years ago means we can follow him all the way, no matter how far away the goal may seem. We're his, and he's calling us home. Intersecting faith and life. We belong to Christ. He made us his own by dying on a tree. That's not some partial investment or half-hearted venture. That's some serious business. He paid our price in full. He intends to lead you around the bends, past the vistas, through the gulches, by still waters, and finally home. He'll calm you, guard you, and shield you. But what he won't do is leave you stranded. There are no guarantees against nausea, though. For further reading, just go ahead and read or reread Philippians and Psalms 119. And as always, check out fantastic resources on faith, family, and fun at crosswalk.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.